It's time for A Minute with Mike. With Mike Arturi, the drummer of Love and Spoonful and founder of Universal Music Center.
Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about the magic of music and kind of look a little deeper into that thought of music being magic, which it certainly is. But if we took a look at an engine of a car, for instance, you know, as a correlation, there are a million parts and things that go into an engine of a car. And a car in itself, you know, there's computers in them these days. There's electrical systems. There's all the mechanical elements. So all these mechanical things go into a car. And we get in it, press a button or turn a key, it starts up and we go. And it's magical. You know, all of that works together. All of it works in harmony and all of it works. And the car goes down the road and we're safe and it's fantastic. But it's a very mechanical thing, you know, when you take a look at it in that light. And we can kind of look at music in the same way. Music has mechanical elements to it as well. If we looked at rhythm, rhythm is broken down by twos or threes in a very mathematical process. If we looked at melody, melodies are made up of tones of a scale. There's eight tones to a scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. There's also half steps in between. So altogether, there's 12 tones to a scale. And with those 12 tones, kinds of music have been written. And for, you know, arguably, all the music we know about, there are some more bizarre scales that are out there that music scholars can argue with me about that I didn't mention. But for the practical purposes that we're talking about, there's 12 tones, and all of the music we know about and listen to are made up of those 12 tones. So those are some mechanical elements that go into building music, just like you would have mechanical elements that would go into building a car. But in the case of music, it is actually very magical in the way that composers, songwriters, musicians have used those 12 tones and put them together in infinitely variable options and infinitely variable ways to make all the fantastic music that we know and love and listen to. So there's a little bit about the magic of music. I hope you love it as much as I do. It is magical and it is fantastic. And I will see you next week.